Yes, I can see how this would appear to be a bit of a conundrum for you, because the law is very clear that if you come to Hong Kong as a visitor, the kind of consulting engagement that you're intending to embark upon, even though it's just for a short period of time, does require the express consent of the Director of Immigration to be able to do it. Now, the thing about this is that even though it's very much a round pegs in square holes situation, you'll find that the process is actually just a process that you go through. The likelihood of the Immigration Department not granting you the temporary employment visa permissions that you need to allow you to engage in this consulting activity lawfully whilst in Hong Kong is very great. You're going to get this visa. And the elements of the process are that you have to disclose effectively who you are and what your business organisation is in the UK. You'd have to disclose who the party is in Hong Kong that you're going to be providing these services to. That party will have to serve as a formal sponsor on the ID 990B sponsorship form for you. You'd complete the ID 990A employment visa application form. You would have an express statement or indeed the contract itself that is bringing you to Hong Kong, or as I say, an express statement of the consulting services that's bringing you to Hong Kong, executed between your party in Hong Kong and yourself, laying out effectively what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be compensated for it. And on that basis, you would make your application to the Immigration Department, and it would take approximately 4 to 6 weeks for the application to be finalised. But as I say, it's really just a question of going through that process and not expecting that you'll be refused under normal policy grounds. Consulting arrangements such as the one you're envisaging are typically approved by the Immigration Department without much fuss, as long as they can tick all the boxes, dot all the I's and cross all the T's. So to come to Hong Kong as a visitor to do it, without getting the employment visa permissions, you would absolutely be breaching your conditions of stay. And I suspect that the counterparty in Hong Kong would not want to be party to such an arrangement. So my advice to you is follow the advice on the Hong Kong Visa Handbook in terms of the overall approach to an application such as this. Get it lodged as soon as you can, and anticipate it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks to be finalised. Okay, I hope this helps.